T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, it is time for the strawberry letter.
Subject, I don't want to be a player no more. That is the subject.
I just crush a lot.
Yeah.
Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been listening for years and decided it was time for me to get some advice. I'm a young brother in my early 40s. I have a great career and 2 sons that are grown. I'm a bit of a homebody, so I don't hang out much, and I've never liked hanging out in clubs. My issue is that I'm at a point in my life where I'm ready to settle down and be with one good woman, but I can't seem to shake the women from my past. I have females that I have been intimate with, and I consider them friends with benefits. I've been with some of them for over 10 years. I let them know up front if I don't plan to be serious with them. I do not lie or mislead anyone, so they are all okay with our relationship. I may have commitment issues because I never saw a healthy marriage or relationship when I was growing up. It doesn't help that one of the ladies that I'm seeing has been married for years, and she has been sleeping with me behind her husband's back for 2 years. So the fact that she can blatantly cheat on her husband makes me even more scared to invest emotionally in a serious relationship. I am also leery about being with one woman for the rest of my life. Steve, man to man, how do I get over this? Please help me. I don't want to be a player all of my life. Well, so far, yeah, that's what you've been. And, you know, when you get ready to settle down, it's more than just saying you want to settle down with one good woman. You know, all these friends, so-called friends that you have with benefits. I mean, you've never thought for once that one of your friends could possibly be the one you want to settle down with. You haven't met anyone through another friend, or, you know, you haven't met anyone that's worthy of this. I mean, there are a lot of good women out there. Now that you've decided that you want to settle down, I think you have to look deeper into these women, deeper into the situation. Now, the woman that's married, definitely she's out, but just because she's doing it doesn't mean that a woman you will get with will do it. Yeah, she's doing it. And guess what? She's not by herself. You're doing it with her. So you guys are both wrong there. So I think you need to meet a nice woman, have a friend introduce you. You need to meet someone. There are a lot of good, good women out there. You just haven't met any yet, obviously. Or maybe if you have, you just haven't taken the time to invest in any of them. You just look at them as friends with benefits and move on. You don't even consider them as good women. Have any of these women come up to you and said they wanted to, you know, have you talked? Have they said they wanted to get married or anything? It doesn't sound like that because you didn't say it. But I think that there are a lot of women out there. You just need to meet the right one, and you haven't done that yet because you're still being a player. If you're truly being a player, stop being a player. Leave all these women alone and settle so you can settle down. Steve?
Well, he said in the letter, Steve, man to man, how do I get over this? Please help me. I don't want to be a player all my life. Okay, man to man, let's have this conversation as if there's no women in the room. Mm. How about that? Y'all ready for this?
Ready.
Okay, since my man don't have a name, I'm going to just call him Player.
Player.
All right, Player. Game, recognize game. So now, you asking the right man, because I've done all this you talking about. So now, let me just break you down for you, Player. I've been listening for years. You decided I'm done. I'm a young brother in my early 40s. I got a great career and 2 sons that are grown. Act breaks. You ain't young. You 40 and got 2 grown sons. See, it's not the number that's supposed to grow you up. It's the situation that's supposed to grow you up. So see, you having 2 grown sons, what type of example are you setting for these grown men? Now you say in your letter, you never saw a healthy relationship. You ain't never tried to be in one. And you're exhibiting the same traits you've never seen. You're showing them to your grown sons. So now, you ain't young, you're grown, and you need to grow up. This man to man, Player. Okay, now, let's move on. I'm a bit of a homebody. I don't hang out much. Never like hanging out in clubs. My issue is I'm at the point in my life where I'm ready to settle down and be with one good woman. Okay? If that's what you're ready to do, all you got to do is do it. See, pimp, all you got to do is do it. But I got news for you, though. See, you're hedging your bets. So now let's go man to man. I can't seem to shake the women from my past. Ready, player? Because you don't want to. This all this is.
Yeah.
What am I doing? If you don't want to shake the women from your past, it's because you don't want to. That's all this is. See, this is a decision you got to make, player. This ain't a lifestyle change. This is a series of decisions that are life-changing. But you got to make a decision, pimp. I have females that I have been intimate with, and I consider them friends with benefits. I've been with some of them for over 10 years. I let them know up front, I don't plan to be serious with them. I don't lie or mislead anyone, so they all okay with their relationship, with our relationship. Game recognized game. All these women ain't cool with this. They went in thinking they was going to be the one. You have made each one of them feel special from time to time. You've even said the I love you before. And don't say you ain't because you got two boys. So now, you done used the L word on a couple of times, but you done told them you don't want nothing serious, but every woman thinks they the one that can change you, and me and you both know that, and we play on that. That's what players do. We play on women's weakness. That's what you're doing. This man to man, I'm talking to you like ain't no women in the room, player. So now that you know they all looking for something and keep thinking if they do all the right things that you'll come around to their line of thinking, and you know that. That's the basis of being a successful player. Pimp. Now.
Let's get to part two of your response. I don't want to be a player no more.
All right, let's recap. Young dude, 40 years old, just had to tell him he not young because he got two grown sons. So take that out. Young is not the number. It should be the experience in life and the place that you are. You having two grown sons mean that you should have been done growed up.
Wait,
been
what?
Done. You should have been done growed up. Been done growed up.
Okay.
Now, if you want to use proper English, you need to talk to somebody else. He ain't living the proper life. But now all of a sudden, you want good ass grammar. See, that ain't what I'm finna do. I'm finna talk to him like I said, Shirley, y'all ain't in here know-how, so y'all don't even hear this. Man to man. Then he said, I'm looking for one good woman. You got 10 of them. Hey, what you seeing them that long for? It's plenty of them is good women. It's just you ain't a good man yet. That's all. That's all, player. But I can't seem to shake the women from my past. Boy, don't you know you got to make a decision? Dog, ain't none of us want to shake the women from our past. Well, I did. I had to, though, because I was married to Lucifer.
Hey.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is not about you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And I'm not in the room, but go
but
on.
But Jesus made me feel. So I must retract that statement in the name. I let them know up front that I don't plan to be serious with them and I don't lie to mislead anybody, so they all okay with our relationship. Bro, they not all okay with it. You're playing on the emotion that all women think they can change a man, that all women think if they just do the right things that you're going to duplicate their efforts the same way they putting it out. That's what you playing on, pimp. 10 years, some of these women, for same women for 10 years, waiting on you to come around. That's what they doing. Nobody signing up for this foolishness laughing. I may have commitment issues because I never saw a healthy marriage or relationship when I was growing up. So since you ain't seen one, you just gonna be the other one then, huh? So now since you ain't seen one, you know. I ain't never seen nobody jump off a building before, but I bet my ass don't go up there. You know. I'm just sitting here saying. Quit here talking about what you ain't never seen, therefore you can't. I ain't never shot myself in the head either. But I bet I don't sit up there and put a gun up to my head. So we just talking man to man. It doesn't help me that one of the ladies that I'm seeing has been married for years and she been sleeping with me behind her husband's back for 2 years. Dog, you sleeping with her. This ain't her fault. She didn't make you. Dog, this adultery. You ain't understanding that? Now you want some good to come out of that? Come on, man. Dog, we can't do wrong and expect good to come out of it. That ain't how this work. This man to man. You sleeping with this other man's wife. He find out about it. That's going to be the end of you and her. Now, pimp, you greedy now. All these women you know, you such a good player. What you messing with the married chick for? Damn, dog. Hold up. So the fact that she can blatantly cheat on her husband makes me even more scared to invest emotionally in a serious relationship. Hold up, dog. You're cheating with this woman. Quit putting it on her. You're cheating with the woman. First of all, I can about guarantee you she at the house unhappy. Now, women sometimes do like men do. When they ain't happy, they make a move too. That's right. So maybe her husband been dogging her and put her in a position. She done went, okay, I'm going to go find me a little piece of happiness somewhere myself. Could that be? But who said you had to be the happiness, though? You know that girl married. See, you know that girl married, dog.
Who said you had
so
to
now,
married?
Okay. So now, but now, once again, it's her fault that you don't want nothing serious because she cheating on her husband. Dog, you providing the cheatership. This is cheatership.
New word.
It's cheatership. It's like an apprenticeship. You sign up for it. Cheatership, you can come down here and be an intern. You can get the job. You can apply for cheatership. I am also leery about being with one woman for the rest of my life. Dog, you leery about that? Okay, let me help you out, player. You 40, I'm 61. You gonna get all right with that one woman. Cause guess what? You ain't gonna be the bunny rabbit you is. Listen to me. You're gonna need all yours saved up for this one. To do this one right and often, you don't have no extra. Can't just be out here just flinging love juice everywhere.
Hey.
You're gonna have to go somewhere and sit your ass down. And I'll tell you something else. Why don't you try being successful? I'm gonna tell you something. That's gonna take up a lot of your player time. See, what got me out of the player field was I decided I wanted to be somebody. So in order to be somebody, it took a lot more time. And I was wasting time with women that wasn't mine, that didn't have no future. So when I said, hold up, wait a minute, Steve, I would rather be successful than a player. I cut it out and Lord,
Look at you.
So the time that I was devoting to that foolishness, you mean to tell me I can put that towards my career and my life? And actually have something, you're going to get okay with this one woman because you're 40 right now. I don't know exactly what year is going to happen to you.
But it's going to happen.
Yeah, but one day you're going to look up and the gun ain't going to shoot when it's supposed to.
Ping!
And you've been going from... You've been all like that, right? Then all of a sudden, one day you're going to feel this here.
What was that?
Y'all saw Harlem Nights?
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember when they was flying all in the middle of the street shooting at the stove?
And then
that one little short ass dude? Pack.
Pow.
That's, you going to get down to the pack. Now, it's still a gun.
Yes.
But you got one good shot. You won't be refined all night long.
All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. Great advice as always. Good to have you back. We definitely got to go.
How do I get past it? Be past it.
Yeah. Email us.
Act like you want to be treated. Stop treating people like you want to and start treating people like you would like to be treated. Mm-hmm. Do unto others that you would have them do unto you.
Yeah.
Don't mean to put a scripture in there because you obviously the hell ain't been to church in a while. So I don't know what that means.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.